This is where I sit.
Right on. Good location. What else?
That's the sink. If you put your thumb over the hole, you can squirt water all the way over the other side of the room.
Cool.
I'm not allowed to use the sink anymore.
Got it. So what's the deal with your teacher?
Miss Tuttle, she's very strict.
That could work.
Did you see this drawing our son made? It's a cry for his parents to get back together.
Alan, it's Davy Crockett at the Alamo.
I know. Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
I see you got your brother here.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't thrilled about it, but he can't say no to Jake. And I kind of implied that Miss Tuttle was a bit of a freak.
Excuse me?
Hey, you wanted me to get him here? He's here. The rest is up to you.
So come on. You gonna introduce me?
What for?
Well, she's your teacher. You're my nephew. I feel like, oh, come on, just do it.
Don't you want to see my model of a California mission? It's made of sugar cubes.
Okay. First your mission, then mine.
May I have everyone's attention? Hello. I'm Judith Harper, the class mom. I just want to thank you all for coming. This is a great turnout. Give yourselves a hand.
I understand your teachers are sadly underpaid.
That's very true.
Well, I'd like to do my part. Can I buy you dinner?
So, please feel free to put your name on the sign-up sheets if you're available for carpools, coaching, field trips.
Charlie Harper. Jake's uncle. Mentor. Pal.
And finally, and this is a biggie, folks. It looks as if we're going to have to cancel our annual music show for our fourth graders. Mm-hmm. Unless someone with music experience volunteers to help us out. Anyone? Anyone at all? Charlie?
Yeah.
Thank you. Charlie Harper, everyone.
Go ahead, say it. You traitorous rat bastard.
Good. Good. You feel better?
You set me up. You lured me into that classroom with promises of donuts and loose women.
I'm sorry. I honestly thought there'd be donuts.
What about Miss Tuttle, the freak? She's a married Christian missionary.
Okay. That I just lied about. But it was for a good cause. The kids really need you.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. I don't like kids.
You like Jake?
Jake's different. He's cool. He's our kid. The rest of them? Yuck.
What other kids do you know?
I see them. Having tantrums in supermarkets, screaming in movie theaters, making everything sticky. And the whole world gives them a free ride just because they're cute.
Okay, forget about the kids. Do this for me and Judith.
Not really a big Judith fan either.
Come on. You'll write the music and lyrics. Judith and I will produce and direct. Together?
Okay? Hold on. So you roped me into this because you think that the three of us collaborating on a fourth grade tribute to the Industrial Revolution will somehow lead to you getting back together with your allegedly gay ex-wife?
It's easy to make anything sound stupid, Charlie. Look, we're still legally married, and frankly, I don't buy the whole gay thing. A gay woman would not fake orgasms for 12 years just to protect my feelings.
Okay, take off your seatbelt.
Why?
Because when I slam on the brakes, I want to watch you go through the windshield.
Don't be silly. Do you know how fast you'd have to be going to... Hey, slow down.
Manpower, horsepower, coal and steam. Moving forward, the American dream. Electric, atomic, solar too. all this energy from me and you.
Oh, gosh, I wanna like it.
Yeah, I wanna like it. But...
But I just don't think it's your best work.
It's not. Fire me, please.
You remember that show that you and I did in college?
Oh, Stormy Weather? Sure.
Now, those songs had a point of view.
Yeah, and you couldn't get them out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Co-ed bathrooms, co-ed bathrooms, wear your flip-flops in the co-ed bathrooms. Stuff grows on the floor there, and whoops, there's another pubic hair. Oh, see, you know, maybe the easiest way to do this is for us to write the actual song.
Yeah, and Charlie could just toss in the specific notes and stuff.
Yeah. Charlie, what do you think? Okay, then I guess it's just the two of us.
Like the old days.
Yeah, except this time I'm not a virgin.
How come you're not helping Mom and Dad with the show?
Well, how can I put this? Your Uncle Charlie is a professional musician, and your mom and dad...
suck.
Good a word as any.
Well, I think they're gonna get back together.
You do, huh?
Yep, except when my dad moved back to Mom's house, I probably wouldn't see you anymore.
Of course you'd see me. You'd still have your room here, and I'd come visit.
You never visited before.
That's because I didn't know you before.
That's because you never visited. Jen.
Tell you the truth, Jake. I don't think this is going to be an issue.
You don't think they're going to get back together?
I didn't say that.
Well, do you?
Hey, what do I know?
Well, I think they are.
Robert Fulton, Eli Whitney, Robert Fulton, Eli Whitney, all aboard for Henry Ford.
And then...
Careful what you wish for, pal.
Charlie, we're gonna be late for rehearsal. What are you doing?
Making margaritas.
But we've got a rehearsal at Jake's school.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Oh, Charlie, you're taking liquor to Jake's school.
You betcha. Face all those pre-pubers without a snootful. They'll have limes in the teacher's lounge, right?
No, there's no limes. There's no swizzle sticks. There's... Oh, God.
What?
It's from Judith's lawyers.
Really? Good news?
No, it's not good news. Judith filed for divorce.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
What am I gonna do?
Well, there's a lot of ways to respond to something like this. Anger, grief, denial.
What would you do?
I'd probably blow off rehearsal and start chugging from the blender. But I wouldn't recommend that for an amateur.
I can't believe she blindsided me like this, being so nice and friendly to my face. Meanwhile, her lawyers were working behind my face. Let me tell you something, Charlie. A woman who would do such a thing cannot be trusted.
Yeah, well, maybe you can use this divorce as a chance to take a little break from each other.
Oh, no. That would be playing right into her hands.
Alan, your kid's confused enough about you and his mother. Don't make it worse.
How can I possibly make it any worse?
Let's find out.
Okay, everybody, what we're gonna do is put the girls on one side and the boys on the other.
Sure. Start splitting them up early. That's your answer for everything, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Would Mrs. Plaintiff please see Mr. Respondent in the hallway?
Watch the kids. We'll be right back.
Wait!
Jake? Where's Jake? Okay, everybody take five. That means sit down. Stand up. Hop up and down. Right on. But why file for divorce? We were getting along so well.
We've been getting along because I don't feel trapped, suffocated, and depressed anymore.
Oh, sure. Kick me out, then work on improving yourself. Okay, everybody flap your arms like a chicken. Alan, check it out. I got this amazing power.
Stop.
Huh? It's like having my own robot army. Oh, wait, where are you going?
Are we gonna do our songs?
Hey, I'm just the piano player. Lerner and Lowe are out in the hallway working things out.
Who?
Lerner and Lowe? My Fair Lady? Camelot? Aren't there any gay kids here?
They're fighting again, aren't they?
Yeah, what can I tell you, Jake? Your mom wired up and your dad's freaking out. Stay cool, I'll try to get him back in here. Hey, everybody. Jake's in charge, so whatever he says. Okay, it's been fun. But I'm officially resigning as the mayor of Boogertown.
No, Charlie. You know, I have tried everything I can to make you happy.
I don't want to rush you or anything, but have you ever read Lord of the Flies?
But you know what? You know what? I'm through. Maybe your lawyers can make you happy.
Your brother is a horse's ass.
Hey, let's not lose sight of who the real victim of this divorce is. Me! I think we should all calm down just a little.
You're not our teacher. Why should we listen to you?
Okay, honey, put it another way. Shut up and sit down! Thanks. Now listen, rehearsal's over. You can all go home.
What about our play?
Well, you know how they say the show must go on? Well, they weren't talking about this show.
Uncle's so lame.
Is not. He's cool.
Yeah, right?
He is. He's almost famous. He wrote the Maple Loop song.
Did not.
Did you?
Prove it.
You see that Jaguar in the parking lot? Maple Loops.
That doesn't prove anything.
Fine. It's gone.
Always in cards and weed. It's the sweetest country street. Maple-licious.
Oh. Everybody knows that?
Of course. It's a Maple Loop song.
Uncle Charlie, do Fudge Nugget.
Yeah! From the magic chocolate now.
I don't hate kids. Hi.
Hey. I'm sorry I didn't give you a heads up about the divorce papers.
I'm sorry if I overreacted.
Just the girl.
What's going on in there?
I don't know.
We're getting there.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, we'll take it from here, okay?
Too late. You're out.
What about the songs we wrote?
Hey, kids, what do you think about the songs they wrote? These are my people.
What do your jingles have to do with the Industrial Revolution?
Look, you wanted a show, I'm giving you a show. Step back and let us work. Plumber in a jar. Let's really sell it this time.
What you doing?
Trying to find some plausible connection between my jingles and the Industrial Revolution. What's up?
I just talked to my dad. He said that he and Mom aren't getting back together again.
Yeah. How you doing with that?
I'm not sure. I like that he gets to stay here on weekends.
That's cool. I like that too. But you gotta be sad about your folks though, right?
No, I'm okay.
Jake, it's okay to feel sad, I've been told. This is a sad thing.
My dad's not sad.
Of course he is. He's just trying to protect you.
From what?
From being sad. Yeah, I know. It's a vicious circle. But the liquor industry is built on it.
What?
That's not important. All you need to know is that we all feel sad sometimes, and it's okay. Understand?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
It's okay, Dad. Before the Industrial Revolution, we lived in an agrarian society. Most people grew their own food and ate what they grew. Breakfast involved
slaughtering animals
and milking cows. It would be hundreds of years before people could enjoy a prepackaged and nutritious breakfast. And what's in that breakfast?
It's got
oats and corn and wheat. It's a sweet and breakfast treat.
Urbanization led to stress and loneliness. Industrial society looked to an ancient agrarian product for a delicious and refreshing solution.
The girls look prettier when hammers need beer. You like what you see and you like what you hear. Have a cold frosty mug and pull her near. The girls look prettier, the girls look prettier, the girls look prettier when hammers need beer.
We're not letting them anywhere near the Christmas pageant.
Agreed.
Even with the advent of indoor plumbing, the Industrial Revolution still had some bugs in the system.
What was man to do?
3, 4.
If your home is bugging, fast.